So good to be here with you all. So one of the things that I've done over the last couple of years is try to define the word righteous or righteousness. And what I've discovered in the process of doing that, it's a big word. And even though if you look it up and study like the original word for righteousness, it just means right. And so we talk about it like it means being right, not being right like you're smarter than people. But there's something right about you. There's something whole. Wholeness would be not a bad word. Christ-likeness would be a great word, some of Christ-likeness. But another word that would define righteousness or would be another word that would represent what righteousness is the word goodness. It's really significant, and this is something the Lord's really been ministering to me about, is that because Christians spend a lot of their time, when I think about righteousness, I think about it as not sinning, sinning less. And there's truth to that sinning represents fallenness. It certainly isn't Christ-like, and he came to set us free from the reign of sin. So if you're walking in righteousness, then you're not walking in sin. That would be true. And then the idea that Christians struggle with is, okay, how do I attain it? How do I attain righteousness? But a verse that we quote a lot that's such a powerful one that defines our nature in Christ, because you and I do have a new nature as Christians. You know, the person, the old self, the old nature was crucified. And I've now become a partaker of the divine nature. That's what it says in 2 Peter. Because if I'm grafted into Christ, and if Christ is now my life, then I'm also in union, grafted into his nature. And we know that God is good. And so that verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "And he, the Father, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ," is a huge word. It's a huge verse. That you became, not you're working towards, but you became the rightness of God. You became the righteousness of God because you've been placed into Christ. That's your entree into that, that you now have the righteousness of God because you're in Christ. And so in a real sense, righteousness is not something you're trying to attain. Righteousness has already attained you. As we walk in the Spirit, we're not striving to be righteous. We're trusting to manifest righteousness. Righteousness is a quality that you have. Now think of it in terms of the word goodness, because righteousness carries the idea of being right with God, that there's an innocence about you. You've been grafted into the innocence of Jesus. Righteousness speaks about that from that place, it's not just a stagnant concept that that's your standing, but it really defines your nature, therefore your character. And then as we manifest that, then we're walking in righteousness. And so that Christ-likeness is really good. But I love a good way to describe, but I love the idea that you've been grafted into the goodness of God because you're in Christ. When God created everything, at the end of each day, he said, and it was good. Light was good. Animals were good. Good. But when he created mankind, he said, very good. He created us in his image according to his likeness, and there was a goodness about us. There was a goodness about everything he created, the sea, the air, land, everything, because sin had not affected the world. There was no curse of sin. There were no briars, no stickers, no poisonous snakes, no spiders that bite you and that kind of thing. But when he looked at mankind, he said, very good, because we weren't just good. We reflected his goodness. We were created in his image according to his likeness. Now, the reason this is so important is because if I say something kind to a person, that's an expression of goodness. That's an expression of righteousness. If you don't give in to anger, or you don't give in to greed, you don't give in to addiction, that's righteousness, but that's the goodness of God manifesting. Because God doesn't do those things. Jesus doesn't do that stuff. If I pray for someone who's sin to do, if you have the ability to do it, to stop and pick up something for someone that they've dropped because they are injured or incapable of doing that, that's righteousness. That's the goodness of God. Most Christians, when we talk about being set free from a sin consciousness, Because most Christians walk around thinking of themselves in light of the fact that their behavior has not always been perfect, is that they're bad. It would be very embarrassed and ashamed to say that they were good. But you've been grafted into the goodness of God because you've been grafted into Christ. At your core, as a Christian, your nature is that you're good. You're a good person. We'll say that about people because they act certain ways. That's, we understand that. That's a really good person, as opposed to a really bad person. But for Christians, you're a good person. You may behave badly, but you're behaving contrary to your new nature, to who you are as a new creation. But if you begin to believe that you've been grafted into not just goodness, you're not just good, like a good person, you've been grafted into the goodness of Jesus. You've become the righteousness of God in Christ. And one of the reasons people who, quote, pray the prayer, get saved, but never seem to get their act together, is because they believe a lot of lies about themselves. They don't know who they are. I mean, you've heard the eagle, the baby eagle, who was lost, and a bunch of turkeys found it and raised it as a turkey. And all of its life, it thought he was a turkey. Never tried to fly because he believed that that was his identity as a turkey. There one day, some eagles found it and convinced it to look into a pond and see its reflection and go, you're not a turkey, you're an eagle, and you can fly. That's your identity. Until a Christian understands that at their core, because they're in Christ, not on their own, but again, you've been grafted into Christ. That's what makes you a Christian. You're a good person because he's a good person. You're not just a good person. You've been grafted into his goodness. And therefore, if we believe that, if we begin to understand that, then our expectation, our behavior begins to reflect our expectation. We expect by faith, trusting in Christ that we're in union with, to manifest goodness because that's who we are. That's your nature. And so to do good things like pray for the sick and get healed and to show kindness and all those kind of things, that's who you are. It's not a personality type. It's the type of a new creation that every Christian is. If you start to believe that kind of thing, then shame is broken off of you. And shame is like an anchor. It'll keep you down. He said, but you don't understand some of the things I've done. The Lord totally understands the things you've done, and God says that you've been acting contrary to what's true about you. If that's not so, then that scripture can't be true, that you have become the righteousness of God in Christ. You are a partaker of my nature. Goodness and righteousness has attained you. And the Christian life is by faith. So as we begin to believe that, and we begin to believe that we're in union with his righteousness, his goodness, then we'll begin to manifest that naturally, without struggle. Because eagles fly, that's what they do. Christians reveal the goodness of God because that's what they do, because that's who they are. And so before him, God's, how does he see you? You're standing before God. How does he see you? He sees you as someone in Christ, and he sees you as a good person. You're accepted because you're a good person. There's innocence about you. You have the innocence of Jesus. You're beyond reproach. And not only that, not does he just see you that way and accept you that way, because it's true about you, then the Holy Spirit's always pulling that out, always teaching you all things, always convicting you of righteousness. He's constantly in your most fallen place. His solution is not to condemn you and to scare you enough to where you'll start acting right, but it's to convince you. That's what it says in John 16. To convict you of righteousness so that you'll start walking out the goodness that it is who you are by nature, the goodness of God. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.